Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Choosing a Dakula pharmacy and how to switch if you want to. Practical guidance on selecting a pharmacy in a town with 8 of them, and what to do when yours closes or stops working for you. With 8 pharmacies inside the city, Dakula residents have a genuine choice, and most people make it by proximity alone. A few other factors are worth a moment's thought. What actually differentiates them? Your insurance network. The single biggest cost factor. Many plans designate preferred pharmacies with lower cost sharing, and the difference can be substantial on every fill. Check your plan before defaulting to the closest counter. Hours. Publix locations in Dakula are listed open until 9 p.m., Kroger and Walgreens until 8 p.m. If you routinely finish work late, that hour matters. Drive-through. Kroger and Walgreens locations offer drive-up windows, Publix counters are inside the store. Where you already shop. A pharmacy inside a grocery store you visit weekly is functionally more convenient than a standalone a mile closer. Specialty services. Compounding and delivery aren't universal. Publix locations in the area are listed for compounding, and at least one for delivery. Continuity. Smaller pharmacies, including independents, more often mean the same pharmacist who knows your history. That has real value for households managing several medications. The case for using one pharmacy. Whichever you choose, there's a strong argument for using a single pharmacy for everything. When all your prescriptions run through one system, the pharmacist can see the full list and catch interactions, including between drugs prescribed by different doctors who may not be talking to each other. Split your prescriptions across 3 counters and nobody has the whole picture. How to transfer a prescription. This is easier than most people expect, and the key point is, you generally don't have to contact your old pharmacy. The new one does it for you. The process. Call or visit the pharmacy you want to switch to. Give them the medication name, your old pharmacy's name and location, and your prescription number if you have it. They contact the old pharmacy and transfer it. Confirm timing, it usually takes hours, not minutes, so don't do it the day you run out. Worth knowing, some prescriptions can't be transferred, and certain controlled substances have transfer restrictions under federal and state rules. Your new pharmacy will tell you if a new prescription from your prescriber is required. Also confirm that refills transferred correctly. Occasionally, refills get lost in the handoff. If your pharmacy closes, chain pharmacies have closed locations across the country in recent years, and it's usually announced with limited notice. If it happens, your prescriptions are typically transferred automatically to another nearby location of the same chain, but confirm which one, and confirm they got everything. You are not obligated to accept that transfer. You can direct them anywhere, including a different chain or the independent on 2nd Avenue. Check your refill counts after any transfer. Update your prescribers so future prescriptions go to the right place. After hours. Dakula has number 24-hour pharmacy. The latest listed closing is 9 p.m. For urgent overnight needs, you'll be driving toward Buford, Auburn, or Lawrenceville, and 24-hour locations have been reduced substantially nationwide, so call before you drive. If you take a medication where a missed dose is a serious problem, don't let it run to the last day. Refill early enough that a closed pharmacy is an inconvenience rather than an emergency. And for anything clinical. This article covers logistics. Any question about what you take, how it interacts, or whether to change something goes to your pharmacist or prescriber, both of whom will answer without an appointment or a bill. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.